How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, sad to talk to you, really. Unfortunately, didn't want to talk to you this soon.
I know, neither did I. I didn't want to. I'm going to enjoy this conversation, but I'm not happy I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jay, what happened? What led to this this eviction?
That's a great question. I have no idea why I was a target this week. I get maybe it's because I was playing a little bit of a bigger game. But I was shocked that Marty decided to throw hands so early. But, you know, I always said I'd either be the first three out or I'd win the game. And they got me, gal, you know. you wish you could like kind of like think of things of being like, what would have happened if Josh would have picked door number three instead of Herman, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like these little what happens if that little piece of wood didn't slightly fall off the thing right when I got it up on the top there? What would have happened if Jess would have left in the first week if they didn't win HOH, I mean, POV. Mm-hmm. So it's all these things, just little tiny things that happen in such a fast paced environment.
Yeah. You know, Marty mentioned that he had approached you in week one. I don't think that's something that we saw, but can you just elaborate on what happened with that?
That's baloney. he would always say, here's an olive branch. And I was like, well, I don't even know what an olive branch looks like.
Right.
I guess I was like, he was like, I was sending you signals. And I was like, Marty, I met you 4 days ago. I don't know what your signals look like. How was I supposed to know you wanted to talk game with me? You were just like, he's like, I sent you an olive branch. I was like, I don't even know what an olive tree looks like. So it wasn't very helpful for me. But I did have conversations with him. Like, I feel like because I didn't talk strictly game with him ever, like super, super game, just like saying like, I would love to stay here. I would love to work with people that are like-minded and want to play this game. And then I think because I didn't try to make an alliance with him, he thought I was already in an alliance with other people, which I wasn't. I was just trying to chat with people. But in that, I did talk to him. I think it's just we come from two very different places and we obviously communicate very differently.
Yeah. You did mention that you felt like you didn't spend enough time like talking game in that first week. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think like the safety kind of gave me hindsight, like didn't give me good hindsight of being like, oh, you have to talk the game first week. Like it is getting to know people. It is summer camp, but it also is like you have to start right from the jump, getting in those alliances, starting conversations, making deals. Yeah. And I just wanted to make food and make people dance for the first part.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of the whole experience?
I had a really sexy time doing the balloon popping. It was a lot of fun. it was so much fun to play there. Honestly, meeting Josh and Jess is like a very, very great experience for me. I wish I could just like the whole thing. Like, obviously there's some parts of it that feel kind of crappy when you're on the block, but I wouldn't change it for the world. Oh, the best part actually I remember is the night of 1,000 J's. It was a really nice, we did a runway with all of my clothes that I did on the show.
Yeah. Who would you say you felt like you bonded with the most in the house?
I would say like Josh and Jess on a really like grounded level. And then I really like JC Lynn and Steph. I like have had a lot of fun with them.
All the J's coming together.
All the J's. I'm actually only friends with people that have the letter J in their name.
Yeah. So who do you feel like you bonded with the least in the house? Who are you the least connected with?
I think at the start, I thought I was bonding with Kyle, but then I started getting this bad feeling and like he was playing a game and I should have seen that. But I think the person that I had the worst time getting along with was Kevin. Mm-hmm. They just never read him. And I haven't watched the episodes yet, but I bet you any money that kid's a snake. I can just feel it. I can feel it in my bones. He's a little snaky.
You know, I think you can hear this. This is okay to play for you.
I'm actually just going to slither through.
That was a clip from Kevin.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes complete sense. I see that. That makes sense.
Who do you think is playing the best game in the house?
I think Herman's in a really, really good space to go really, really far. Same with T. I think both of them are playing just hard enough that they are seen that they're playing a game, but not hard enough that these big players are going to get out before them. So I think they're both in a very good position to win this game.
Yeah, if you had to pick a winner, who do you think is who's going to take the win?
I want it to be Josh, but I think it could be Herman.
All right. If you had stayed in the game, who would you have targeted?
Freaking Marty. Marty and Kyle. And then, like, if it was a little bit longer down the road, like T and Summer, just because both of them are amazing, amazing communicators, and they have a really easy way of just sliding right through and then kicking butt because they're both so strong. Like, they're physically strong. So, so I would have to get them out, like, sooner rather than later.
Yeah. What would you have done differently in the house if you could go back? Like, what's the biggest thing that you would change?
If I have any regrets, I'm wearing a regret shirt. I think what I would have changed is I thought the phone was going to be a bigger twist. Like, I thought there was going to be something big, major in there, but it was safety, which made me feel a bit too safe in the first week. That kind of made me like a pudding. Like, I didn't do enough work in the first week, and I should have done a little bit more work, I think.
Yeah, I didn't quite get the Suzette treatment with the phone. So, what did it mean for you to be able to represent like yourself and your culture and speak on things that were important to you, like with this platform? Because that is something that I think really resonated with a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, like I work in equity, diversity, and inclusion and in theater. And when I was growing up, I never really saw anybody that looked like me on TV or on stage. And to be able to represent that with Big Brother and on such an awesome platform is really important to me. I think just visibility is one of the most important things that we can do. And continuing to allow people to not just come into entry-level positions into places, but working there, but making sure that people are seen in higher position. Make sure that the people that are casting and doing all these other types of things look like the people that you're casting, look like the people you're hiring. I think that's one of the most important things to do for Canada and for the world.
And it was awesome to see you on the show. You know, again, I'm glad you left so early, but I'm glad we got you.
Yeah, I know. So now we just have to do an all-stars, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Make it happen.
Second chances. I don't know if you can call me an all-star yet, but, I mean, Aika came back and she left third, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We'll make it happen. All right. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thanks, Fred. Nice chatting with you.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.